There is a growing appetite for Billy Joel music in the wake of that great documentary, isn't there,
Dean? Yeah, good thing, because they issued not only the documentary And So It Goes, which is on HBO Max right now and highly, highly, highly recommended, but also they released a 155-song companion album to go along with it. This is like the ultimate greatest hits, but it's got lots of previously unreleased material, live performances that you've never heard before, his first ever live performance of scenes from an Italian restaurant. It's all available as a companion piece to the documentary. It's on all the digital streaming services, wherever you crazy kids are getting your music these days. Billy Joel still recovering now from a brain disorder that forced him to cancel concerts and miss the premiere of his documentary.
Lily Tomlin is 85 now, but she is still working, isn't she?
Yeah, she looks amazing, too. She looks just so great. She was in Chicago last week for the premiere, not of a show that she is performing, but a show that she is producing along with her business partners. And it's a show about tennis icon Billie Jean King. It's playing over at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. It's the story of the personal and professional life of Billie Jean King. And we sat down and talked with Lily Tomlin one-on-one. And she told us one of the reasons that she got involved, because the issues that Billie Jean faced decades ago that we thought were resolved are, turns out, still very much alive today.
That's why this play is so important, because all the stuff that Billie Jean faced in those earlier years is still echoing in the culture now. They've taken on a new meaning with the politics that are at work here. It's about Billie Jean's identity and her desire to be totally expressive of herself, and not seeing practical issues that she suffers from. You know, the women were paid very little when they first started playing, and the men, they weren't really honored in any way at all. And Billie Jean just changed so much. She changed sports, she changed identity, she just changed the power of one voice to be heard and to be heeded. And she just didn't give up. And we wanted to make the heart behind the history a big part of the play, not just a sports story.
Yeah, this is one that I can highly recommend to you. It's not going to be in Chicago long. My guess is that they want to take this one to Broadway. So it's here in Chicago for a little tryout first over at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. It's only going to be here until August 10th, so only another week or so. We're going to play the full full Lily Tomlin interview this coming Sunday on my WGN radio show. Can I just say how great it was to hear Bob Costas, by the way? He is like one of the...
He's like a machine.
One of the greatest of all time. Yeah. To hear him and to hear so many kind words about Ryan Sandberg. I only met him once or twice, and echo exactly what everybody has been saying. What a gentleman, a wonderful person, soft spoken, a king on the field, and one of the greatest men off the field that I've ever met. I get a lot of, you know, like junk from A-listers, you know, autographs and things because of my job. Well, maybe my most prized possession, I have a Ryan Sandberg autographed baseball that I have on my desk at home that I cherish. Rest in peace. What a wonderful man.
He was something special. Dean, thank you.
Yep.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.